We want to talk about the requirements for matzah. The Yushalmi in Chala, at the beginning of Yushalmi Chala, says matzah gzula asur levarech aleh al shem ubotzea berech nietz Hashem. So the Yushalmi paskins that matzah gzula is excluded because you can't make a bruch on matzah gzula. And the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchas Chametz Matzah Lachazayin Eino Dem Yotzi Yedei Chovaso Bachilas Matzah Shi Asura Olav Kigon She'ochla Tevel O Maserishon Shelo Nitla Trumasa O She'gozla Ze'aklal Kol She'mavarchan Olav Birchas Hamazon Yotzi yedei chovasa. Kol she'ein mevarchan olav berchas hamazon, ein yotzim yedei chovasa. So it would seem, and that's what the Magid Mishnah learns, that the source for the Rambam, that matzah gzula ein yotzim yedei chovasa, is the Yushalmi in Chala. But the Rosh in Kol Shah, Simon Yidches, writes that matzah gzula Ein yotzin ba l'fisha eino lachem, that the Torah requires in matzah that it be yours, and gzula is not yours. And just like we find in the case of lulav, that you need lachem, l'kachtem lachem, and gzula would not be lachem, so too in the case of matzah you need lachem. The Rosh quotes the Rambam that we saw in Perek Vav, and he interprets the Rambam that the psul of matzah gzula is because be'inan lachem. It's a chisaron lachem. And if you look in the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rabbi Meir v'Chachamim regarding meiser of meiser sheni, matzah of meiser sheni. So you had meiser sheni. Meiser Sheni, of course, is brought on the third and the sixth year. On the first, second, fourth, and fifth year. And then you made matzah out of the Meiser Sheni. And this machlokas, Rabbi Meir holds that Meiser Sheni is Momon Gavahu. That Meiser Sheni belongs to Gavah. And therefore you cannot use it for matzah on Pesach. And the basis for Rabbi Meir Shita is a gzeres shavah lachem lachem in Chala. The Torah says that Chala's got to be lachem. And here in Matzah it says lechemoni is also you need lachem. The Chachamim say no, that even if you require lachem, but nevertheless, Meiser Sheni is lachem. And why is that? Because my sheni is moment hedger to. And therefore, Adam Yotzi Yedei Chovasu B'Pesach. So it seems like the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chacham revolves around the status, the nature of my sheni, whether it's moment gavoa or moment hedger. One thing is clear, that everybody agrees that you need lachem in matzah. And that's derived from lachem in challah. And Tosus there in Psachim Lamed Ches, on the Gzeir Shava of Lachem Lachem, he asks the following question: Im Kain, Amai Itzrich Lamai Chain Yotzim B'Tevel Mikra Delo Tochel Ol of Chametz? Typically, the Tevel Lo Havi Shalachem. Tosus asks the following question: The Gemara excludes Tevel because of the Limud, the Alfusa of lo sochel olav chametz, kol sheyesh no biser chametz is you can yotzi yidei chovasa b'matzah. So, but if something has an additional isur, it's macholos asuros, then you can't use it for matzah. Why does Gemara need that holy alfusa? Why not just derive it from lachem? That if you have tevel, forget about the fact that it's macholos asuros. It's a chisard in lachem. And Tosa says that the case is where he ate more than a kezias. And therefore, if he would be mafresh, trumas, u'maisris, then he would still have enough left over for a Shir Kizayis. And on the increment between Kizayis and whatever he ate above and beyond Kizayis, he has a din of Lachem. And therefore, he could be Yotzi Yidei Chovaso B'matzah, as far as Lachem is concerned. However, the problem with Tevel is that it's Macholos Asuras. And the Rosh says, based on this logic, that Matzah Gzula is Ein Yotzi Ben Yidei Chovaso, because it's not Lachem. So let's just summarize. All the Rishonim in Psachim Lamed Ches understand that Kuyamalo Pligi, whether it's Rabbi Meir who excludes Maaser Sheni, because Maaser Sheni is Moment Gavoah, the Chachamim that accept Maaser Sheni for Matzah, because Moment Hedger, who everybody agrees that Matzah needs Lachem, and in fact, Tevel, which is a Chisaron Lachem, would be possible not because of Machol Suris, but because of the Chisaron Lachem. You don't need the special Xeris HaKosev. Tosu says that Kol Shenesa Rak Belo Tochal Chometz, etc. You can exclude Tevel under the Halacha of Lachem. He doesn't have Lachem in Tevel. But the answer is that we need the psul of Lo Sochal Chometz for the case where he ate more than a Kizayis of Tevel. Okay. Now it comes out, we swing back to the case of Gzula, and the Rosh would assume that Gzula is excluded from Matzah because it's not Lachem. And that's the Rama. Not like the Magid Mishnah, who assumes that it's derived from Ubotzea Berech Nietz Hashem. I would like to point out the Taz in Siman Tof Nun Dalet asks the following question. In the case of matzah she'ula, you borrowed a matzah. We know that in esrog, where you require lachem, if you borrow an esrog, you're not yoseh. You need bailus. So therefore in matzah, we should derive the same conclusion, that if there's a requirement of lachem in matzah, then matzah she'ula, since it's lacking lachem, should be inappropriate for the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah should be cancelled in the case of she'ula by lachem. And we don't find that when a person comes to your seder and he's your guest and he's eating from your matzah, that you have to make a kinyan and be machne him the matzah so that it be lachem. And the Taz says the following. In the case of esrog, there is such a mitzius as an esrog shaul. You can borrow someone's esrog. In the case of matzah, there's no such entity. There's no such reality. Why? Because the moment that the host gives the guest the matzah to eat, at that point, it's not shaul anymore. At that point, the guest acquires ownership over the matzah, because since the host is giving the matzah over to the guest for the specific purpose of eating it, that's not called she'ela. She'ela only applies when I give you an object and I expect to get it back. You can borrow my animal, but after you finish, you return it. But in the case of matzah, where you're giving him the matzah in order to eat the matzah, that's not called she'ela. That's called an outright matana. And therefore, there's no chisaron of lachem in sha'ul. So again, in theory, the psul of sha'ula, which applies to esrog, should apply to matzah. That's in conceptual terms, because matzah no less than esrog requires lachem. The Taz is postulating an equation between the two. But the reality is, the mitzius is, bashetach, as we say, there's no possibility of sha'ul in matzah. If theoretically there were sha'ul in matzah, it would be the same psul as sha'ul in esrog. Now, in the case of Chomet Shel Nachri Bershus Yisrael, you'll see that according to Tosfos, it's Mutar B'Achila. What does that mean? There's a Havamina that the Isra Achilas Chometz only applies to Lachem, to Bailus of Yisrael. So Tosfos wants to know, Is there such a thing as chametz shel nachri, and you're allowed to eat it because it's not lachem? So Tos says there's no such mitzius of chametz shel nachri as far as achil is concerned, because as soon as he gives it to you, it becomes chametz shel Yisrael. It becomes also b'toras chametz shel Yisrael. Why? Because he's giving it to you for eating purposes. So again, I'm not exactly sure at what point the Yisrael acquires ownership. And the same thing in the case of a guest at someone's table, is it the very moment that the host gives him the matzah, the nachri comes into Rishus Yisrael and he gives him the chametz to eat, and even before he eats it, I don't know if he's koned through kinyone hagbah or he's koned through the achila itself. That's not crystal clear. The language of the Taz seems to indicate kevin shen nosin lo almanas liochla, it's already his. In other words, the nesina l'achila is a hakna. So that I'm not exactly sure how that works. Do you need that he put it on, you know, on the table and he's koned midin chatzer? Again, you have to go into the details exactly how the kinyan operates here, but the nesina itself, according to the Taz, seems to be an outright hakna, and therefore there's no such thing as sho'ul as long as the recipient is allowed to eat it. And Tosus uses that logic on Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph with regard to chametz shel nachri b'shus Yisrael, and he says lo mishkachas lei. It's not feasible to find a reality of chametz shel nachri b'shus Yisrael because the nachri gave it over to the Yisrael for achila, and the moment the Yisrael eats it, it's already chametz shel Yisrael, and he violates the Yisur Kares. Even according to that hava mina, that chametz shel nachri would be mutter. The problem with this approach in the Rambam, again, if we read the Rambam carefully, is that the Rambam lumps together the din of matzah gzula with the din of matzah tevel. And the Rambam's language is, ein yotzei, ein onem yotzei dechovasa b'achilus matzah shiasur alav, kigon. The Rambam has a whole list of cases that come under this general principle of matzah asur alav. And the Rambam has in this list tevel. The problem of tevel is that it's asuralo, and here in this list the Rambam has gzula, and it sounds like what we're talking about is a kind of a mitzvah baba vera halacha, and the din of gezel of mitzvah baba vera is a din that's established by the sugya at the beginning of lulav agazel. You know, a person steals a lulav, he can't be yotze even if he were to acquire ownership because of the din of guzzle of mitzvah baba vera. And in this case of matzah gzula, the Ram seems to be applying the din, the principle of mitzvah baba vera. So it's not that we passel the kiruma mitzvah, that we disqualify it because of a chisaron lachem, but rather because mitzvah baba vera. And the Rambam concludes by saying, "Zeh klal." This is after he brought matzah gzula. Kol she mevarchim ala berachas hamazon, etc. Kol she ein mevarchim berachas hamazon, ein yotzi dechovaso. And if it doesn't lend itself to a bracha, then you cannot use it for matzah. And that's exactly what the Magen Mishnah says by quoting as a source for the Rambam the Yerushalmi of Ubotzea Bireich Noatz Hashem, that the chisaron here is a chisaron in bracha. So therefore, we have to ask the following question. Why did the Rambam have to lump or classify gzula together with all the other matzah suralo, and as the Magen Mishnah interprets it, as the chisaron of mitzvah baba vera? Why couldn't the Rambam just simply say that gzula is a psul of lachem? Why doesn't the Rambam pasul matzah gzula b'toras lachem? And in fact, again, if we come back to matzah of ma'aser sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, the sugim psachim lamed ches, Rabbi Meir holds that matzah of ma'aser sheni is ein adam yotzi dechovaso, because Mamon Gavoa, and it's not Lachem, and the Gzeir Shav between Lachem, Lachem in Chala, and the Chacham fundamentally agree to Rabbi Meir, they only disagree about how to define Maisa Sheni, but certainly Gzula is not Lachem. So perhaps we could say the following. It's true that we need Lachem in Matzah based on the Gzeir Shav to Chala, but the Torah never explicitly says Lachem. In Esrog, the Torah says Lachem, Ulakatim Lachem. And perhaps we could say that when the Torah requires Lachem explicitly, that's a fundamentally different halacha than Bailus that's derived from Exereshova to Chala. In the case of Esrog, the Torah requires Lachem, meaning that you have to have ownership over the Esrog. Gar Poshet. There's no complications. If the Esrog belongs to someone else, even if he gives you permission to use it, it's not yours. In Chala, for example, let's say you would give me your dough on a temporary basis, and I went ahead and I was mafrish Chala. In other words, the Isa, the dough that you gave me was tevel for Chala. So all the dinim of Tevel would apply even to Shimon, despite the fact that the Isa belongs to Reuven. And for example, if Shimon went ahead and he ate from this Tevel, even though it belongs to Reuven, for sure he would be chayev, he'd be chayev misa v'dei shamayim. It's an Isa Tevel. It says in Chala, you need lachem. So it must mean that the Iser, or the requirement of Lachem, let's put it that way, in Chala, doesn't mean that Chala requires your Bailus. What it means is that if it's owned by Gavoa, that itself is Mafkia, the Chiyuv Chala. The Chiyuv Chala has the precondition, the basic requirement is Momon Hejot. It has to belong to the Hejot. And that's the issue between Rabbi Meir Chachamim about the status of Maaseh Sheni. Rabbi Meir defines Maaseh Sheni as Momen Gavoa. And if it's Momen Gavoa, not Momen Hejit, that's Mafkia the Chiyuv Chala, and the Mela, the Isur Tevel. But there's no positive requirement of Lachem that a person has to own the Isa in order to engender the Chiyuv Chala and Isur Tevel of Chala. In Esrog, the Torah requires Lachem Mishalachem, and that excludes not only Gazel, but even Shaul. In Dalad Minim, the halacha is that you need a Maisa Mitzvah Lachem. You know, the Bailus defines the Maisa Mitzvah, Ulakachtem Lachem. The Gavra has to take a lulav, that's his. In the case of Chala, the Chiyuv Chala is inherent in the Heft of the Isa, and you don't have to own it. As long as there is ownership, that's enough to engender a chiyuv chala. For example, in Tfilas Kalim, we find such a thing. Reuven owns the kli, and he's chayv in tefila. Now Shimon wants to use the kli, wants to use it as a kli suit and eat from it. So he needs tefila as well. It's not Shimon's kli. Why is it his chiyuv to be toivel the kli? The answer is that the chiyuv is in the chefta. The chefta itself wants his ownership of a Jew. You know, kevin shenichlas lekin Yisrael is chayv tefila. Doesn't matter who's using the kli, whether it's Reuven or Shimon. Could be Reuven's kli, Shimon's chayv in tefila in order to eat it. And the same thing here. This once there is bailus of a hedget, then the Isa itself engenders a Chiyuv Chala and an Isa Tevel. It doesn't matter who you are. Any Jew on the face of the earth would have to remove the Chala in order to be Mata the Isa Tevel. The only exception is that there's no Chiyuv Chala in Hegdesh, in Mamon Gavoa. So the Miut, in the case of Chala, the Miut is to exclude Mamon Gavoa. Mamon Gavoa is part of Mi Chala. You have to have Bailus Yisrael, Bailus Hejit. Once you have Bailus Hejit, is then the Chiyuv Chala, the Isa Tevel is Chal for everybody in the world. And it's not that, you know, there's some sort of mais hafrasha that requires hafrasha of lachem. No, you don't have to be mafresh your own challah from your own isa. It could be it's Reuven's isa, but you shimon achayev in challah because of the chiv challah. That's challah the chefta of the isa. And if that be the case, let's extrapolate to the matzah case. You know, you have the alfusa, the gzeir shav that equates challah and matzah. The lachem in matzah is the same lachem as challah, meaning the cheftz has to be owned by a hedjot. And if it's owned by a hedjot, that itself engenders the chiyuv challah, and that would be enough to engender the lachem, to fulfill the condition of lachem in matzah. If it's mamon hedjot, then you can be yotzei matzah. If it's mamon gavoh, you cannot. So Reb Meir defining Maaser Sheni as Mamon Gavoa excludes Matzah of Maaser Sheni from the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah because it's Mamon Gavoa, there's no Lachem. But for example, if Reuven owns Matzah, Shimon could be Yotzei his mitzvah of Matzah. Why? Because it's Mamon Hedjit. You don't have to come on to the Taz that the guest in Reuven's house, Shimon, has acquired ownership over the matzah. There's no such requirement. There's no such din that matzah has to be yours. Lafuki moment hegdish. And therefore, as far as matzah is concerned, the only exclusion based on the requirement of lachem in matzah would be moment gavoa, which is Maiser of Matzah of Maiser Sheni, according to Rabbi Meir, Momen Gavah Ninu. But now let's say, for example, what's the din in Matzah Gzula? Somebody steals a matzah. Okay, that doesn't make the matzah into Momen Gavah just because he stole it. Obviously, it's Momen Hedjit. Shimon steals the matzah. Not a nice thing to do. But nevertheless, as far as the requirement of Lachem is concerned, Shimon could be Yotze, because it's not Momen Gavah, it's Momen Hedjit. The Rambam therefore had to come up with some understanding as to why matzah gzula should be psula and undermines the kiyum of matzah. It cannot be because of the chisaron lachem, because as we said, as long as it's owned by a Jew, it's mamon hedjit, that's enough, as we saw in challah, to engender the lachem in matzah. And therefore the Rambam is not based on some sort of chisaron of lachem. Right, we come back now to the Rush. The Rush in Perikol Shah says that matzah gzula ein yotzin bo lefi she'eino lachem. And he wants to interpret that in the Rambam. That's not the impression we get in the Rambam. Again, the Rush l'shitasa is fine. But as far as the Rambam is concerned, the Rambam has it listed under the cases of matzah suralo, meaning mitzvah baba vera, as the Magen Mishnah points out, about tzea berech nietz Hashem, and the Rambam compares it to any machol sasurus that you cannot recite a berkas hamazon. That's the problem. In other words, if not the problem for the iser shebedavar, the avera shebedavar, then there's no chisar in lachem, as the Rosh would have it. Because the Rambam holds that requirement of lachem is only lafuki mamon gavor. So in other words, let's go back to the Kashya of Tosfos. Tosfos asks, why do we need a mute in the case of Matzah Shel Tevel from the Pasuk Lo Sochel Olav Chametz? Matzah Shel Tevel is not Lachem. According to the Rambam, that Kashya doesn't get off the ground because Matzah Shel Tevel is Momen Hedjit. It's not owned like Maaser Sheni by Hegdish, I mean, according to Rabbi Meir. It belongs to a hedjot, and therefore, if I take dough that's tevel, and I bake it into matzah, then it's lachem. Even though I'm not allowed to eat it, but it's still lachem. It's mamon hedjot. The only problem is in matzah shel tevel that it's macholos asuros, and therefore we activate the principle of mitzvah baba vera. Or alternatively, the Lo Sochel Olav Chametz, that it has to be also Mishum Chametz and not Mishum any other Iser. So just to summarize, the overview here of the Rambam Shita is that the requirement of Lachem in Matzah should not be equated with the requirement of Lachem in Esrog, Lekatem Lachem. It doesn't require a personal ownership for the Maisa Mitzvah. It just requires that the Hefta belong to a Hejot, as opposed to the Hefta being belong to a Hegmish. And that's what we derive from this Gzereshov of Lechem Lechem in the case of Challah. That just like in Challah, we require that it be Mamon Hejot, so too in Lechem Oni, in Matzah, we require that it be Mamon Hejot, but doesn't, there's no positive requirement, there's a precondition that it be your Lechem. And this could have an impact on Chalos Todah. The Sugi of Psochen that we mentioned earlier, Lamin Ches Omen Aleph, this addresses the case of Chalos Todah. And Tosus there asks the question, Dibra Maska Chalos Todah, V'hodlo Parech She'ein Nasa Lios Matzaschem El Ligavoa. Tosus asks the following question. Every case of Chalos Todah should be possible for Matzah because there's no Lachem, it's not his. And Tosus answers, came to Loksiv Behejah Psul Matzaschem. In other words, we only derive Lachem in Matzah from a Gzeirah Shavah to Challah, but there's no pasuk that says Lahejah, it's got to be Matzaschem, it's got to be yours, like Ulakatam Lachem in Esrog. Is Lo Shaykh Lemifrei Hachi. Now, let's just try to understand what Tosfos Kash is all about over here. According to the Shitas of Rambam, that there's a Psul Lachem in the Heftz of Matzah, that you need that matzah, you require that matzah should be matzah's hejot v'lo shel gavoa. In the case of Chalos Todah, there's no matzaschem, there's no lachem, because the Chalos Todah is asuya l'gavoa v'lo lehejot. So you can't use it as a matzah shel mitzvah, because it's matzah shel gavoa, it's like maisa sheni mom gavoa, according to Rabbi Meir. But Tosus, according to their Shita, holds that in the case of Matzah Shel Tevel, it's possible, even though there's more than Hejit, because you need Lachem. If that be the case, then what's Tosus asking? Chalos Todi Posu, says Tosus, Kilo Nasu L'Shem Matzah Shel Lachem. In other words, Tosus is bothered that you need a kavonas lachem in matzah. Well, that would make sense according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that you need lachem as moment hejit, as we described before in the Heftza, that as we spoke in Challah, that the Heftza is engenders a chiv Challah, the Isa engenders a chiv Challah because it's moment hejit, and the same thing applies as far as the mitzvah of matzah. Is then the Rambam would have a problem in Lachme in Chalos Todah because it was made for Gavoa. What happens later on after the Akravas and you can use it, that's something else. But as far as the original baking of these Chalos are concerned, in the case of Korban Todah, it was made for Gavoa, and that could be a problem. But according to Tosus, what we said is that the din of Lachem in Matzah is identical to the din of Lachem in Esrog, which means it's halacha in the mitzvah sagavra, that the gavra, in order to fulfill his mitzvah, he needs bailus, he needs Lachem. But it has nothing to do with the din in the Heftza. And here, in the case of Chalos Todah, you can have Lachem in the Kiyum HaGavra. Ella what? It was made with a kavana l'shem kodshim, l'shem kodshikalim, l'shem lachmei todah. So why should that be a problem in the matzah? There's no psul of moment gavoa in the matzah. It's just a problem of lachem. So at the time of eating the matzah, it's lachem. So what was Tosus Kasha that he asks, that we should require kavanas lachem in matzah? Lachem in matzah is not a din in the matzah itself, according to Tosfos. It's a din in the kiyum mitzvah, the gavra. And that has no relationship to lishma in making the matzahs. In other words, there's no din in the making of the matzahs that you need a lishma of lachem. You need lachem as a tnai in the achila, in the maisa mitzvah that he has. So the gavra's makayim is mitzvah through the achila of lachmei toda, because at that point it's lachem. No different than Esrik. It's only according to the Rambam that the Rambam holds that there's a din, a requirement of lachem in the chefts of the matzah. Then it's logical to assume that you need a matzah that was l'shem, that was baked l'shem, a matzah of mitzvah. It's got to be l'shem matzah mitzvah. What's a matzah of mitzvah? It's a matzah of mitzvah, according to the Rambam, is a matzah of hedjot. And if you're lacking in the l'shem, in the l'shma of making the matzah as a matzah's mitzvah, then you could say that inherently it's lacking the status of a matzah's mitzvah. That's inherent in the cheftz of the matzah. It was asuya legavoa velo lehejot. And that was Tosus Kash. A matzah shel gavoa, according to the Rambam, it's not a min, it's not a class of matzah which can be called a matzah's mitzvah because it's a matzah shel gavoa. That defines the cheftz of the matzah. But Tosus holds that lachem is only a tnai in the kima mitzvah. And Tosus equates Tevel with Gzula, and he wants to say that it's not Lachem as far as the Kima Mitzvah is concerned. You stole it, or it's Tevel. So now, in the case of Lachmei Toda, clearly it's Lachem. As far as the Kima Mitzvah, the Maisa Achila, it's Lachem. So what difference make whether it was baked L'Shem Matzas Hejot or L'Shem Matzas Hegdesh? That's not my problem. So we're going to have to say that Tosus assumes that Eino Chinami, there are two dinim in Lachem. You know, there's one required of Lachem in Matzah, in the Maisa Mitzvah, in the Kiyuma Mitzvah. And that's the din of Lachem Mamish. And therefore, if you steal it, it's not yours, it's not Mishal Lachem, it's like an Esrog HaGozel. Then there's another din in the Cheftz of the Matzah, that the Cheftz of the Matzah should be a Matzah's Hejot, and not a Matzah's Kavoah. And as far as this second din in the Cheftza, his Tosus says, Ha'ose es ha-matzah l'shem gavoa, that's not called l'shma in matzah. Torah requires l'shma in asiyas matzah, meaning to make it for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah. You cannot say that you're making it for the sake of mitzvah's matzah if it's now matzah's gavoa, as we said in the Rambam. But we have to add that din into the sheet of Tosus. I would like to talk to you a little bit more about this halacha, this requirement of l'shma in matzah. The Rambam, we had started with the Rambam in Perek Vav. Let's go backwards to the Rambam in Perek He. The Rambam says, Mishum shenemar u'shmartem es ha-matzos, klomar hizaru b'matzah, u'shamru osa. You should watch the matzah, be called tzad chimutz. Lefichach omru chachomim, tzorech adam lizar bedogon, sha'ochel mimenu bepesach, shalo yavo olav mayim achar shenikzar, ad shalo yehiye bo shum chimutz. Now, Tosus says that the Rambam requires, with regard to matzah, that we're very careful from the minute that the wheat was cut, the dagon was cut, that's shas ktsira, that there should not be any contact whatsoever with mayim, in order to guarantee that shmiras matzah, that it won't come lidei chimutz. So let's read the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says the following, v'lo nizkar v'alochos v'lo v'divri rabbeinu shum chiluk bein ha-matzah shal layla rishon ha-matzah shodav ochel b'shar yimei ha-pesach el b'sofar v'psochim kosem r'valfa zizal hecha d'lesle kula su'dosa b'mimatzah d'mintara el kizayis b'lechud d'mintar is ochil b'resha. So the Magid Mishnah wants to know, both in the context of the Rambam and in the context of the Rif, what the Rif in Arvei Pesachim, what is the requirement of Shmira and Matzah, which means make sure that it doesn't come with a chimutz? Is that a unique halacha in Matzah's mitzvah on Leil Rishona, or does it apply the entire Pesach because it's an Isur Chametz on Shai Mosa Pesach? And the Rambam and the Rif, or I should say it the other way around, the Rif and the Rambam don't mention any distinction here between matzah of mitzvah, Leil Rishona, and matzah Shari Mosa Pesach. However, there is one comment, says the Magid Mishnah, in the Rif, at the end of Arvei Pesachim, that if he doesn't have, for his Seuda, other than nothing more than one kizayis that was subject to shmirah, then the Rif says that's the kizayis he should eat bereisha, and the Rambam codifies that halacha at the end of Perek Ches v'Hilchas Chametzu Matzah, Misha ein lo matzah mishumeres el kizayis. Horu Zal, says the Magen Mishnah, we learn from this, Shashimur eno ma'akiv, ulechatchilo roi lasos b'chol adogon, el she'eno ma'akiv, el b'layla rishona, shehu chova. That eno chinami, the halach of Shmira, applies Shari Mosa Pesach, but it takes on a special status and a high-powered requirement with regard to the matzah's mitzvah of Leil Rishona. That these dinim that you must have at least one kizayis of matzah mishumeres, that's a special halacha in matzah's mitzvah. Truth be told, that lachatchila we require mishumeres for the entire 7 days of Pesach, but that's only lachatchila, and therefore shimur is not ma'akev with regard to Shari Mosa Pesach. Although, lechatchila we should require Shimur b'chol adogon, even for Shari Mosa Pesach, eino ma'akiv elo b'layla rishona shu chova. The nature of matzah on the first night as a mitzvah, as a chova, engenders halacha that Shimur, which is a requirement to hold Pesach, now becomes likuva with regard to matzah's chova. So again, on the one hand, says the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam does not limit the requirement of Shimur to Leil Rishona. But on the other hand, Agav Urcha, the Rambam says in Perek Ches, that when it comes to Leil Rishona, the Kzayis Matzah, the Matzah's Mitzvah, the Rambam requires Shimur b'matzah as an absolute requirement. Shimur is indispensable, it's a prerequisite. And basically what the Rambam is saying here is that the requirement of Shimur applies, as we said before, Kol HaPesach, but somehow it takes on an upgraded status with regard to the first night in the Chovas Matzah. And that's a bit strange, because both dinim of Shari Mosa Pesach Lechatchila and Leil Rishona derive from this as likuva, both derive from the pasuk Ushmaritem as Matzos. So Mimonavshach, is that pasuk addressing the basic definition of matzah, or is it a special halacha in Leil Rishona? That's what's strange in the Rambam. Perhaps we can embellish the question of the Magen Mishnah and the ambiguity here in the Shittas Rambam and make it even more severe. What is the din of Shimur? Is the din of Shimur l'shem matzah, meaning the Torah requires Shmir l'shem matzah, and that's a l'shma in matzah, that it be done for the sake of the mitzvah of matzah? And we've discussed before the problem of lachmei todah, Chalas Toda, that there the Shimur was done l'shem lachmei Toda, not l'shem matzah and l'shem mitzvah matzah, or Shimur k'dei shelo yavo lidei chimutz. And this is very confusing. The Rambam here in Perek Hei after quoting the pasuk Shvatim Samatzos, he says he zoru mikol tzad chimutz, and therefore it makes absolute sense that the Rambam doesn't single out the leil rishon and the leil chova. This is a universal requirement in matzah that applies kol shiva. But yet, then it comes out the Rambam has completely omitted the halach of shimur l'shem mitzvah l'shem matzah. So on the one hand, the fact that the Rambam defines shmiro shmaitim es hamatzos as preventing chimutz, that fits in very beautifully with the diuk of the Magen Mishnah that this requirement applies to matzah kol yivos ha-pesach. But on the other hand, could it be that the Rambam completely omits the requirement of ushmaitim es hamatzos as shimur l'shem matzah, which is a unique halacha in Leil Rishona? That's a pella. But let's get back for a moment to what we discussed earlier about Chalos Toda. The Rambam that we've been studying now, that Shmartim es Hamatzos in Perikei, is in Halacha Tes. Let's rewind to Halacha to the beginning of Halacha Tes. The Rambam writes that Chalos Toda or Kike Nazir Sha'asu oson li'atzmon ein yotzim behen shenemu shmartim es ha-matzos matzah mishtameres le'inyan matzah bilvad hud shiyotzim ba aval zu mishtameres le'inyan ha-zevach. Here the Rambam seems to require shimur l'shem matzah. But yet, as the Magid Mishnah pointed out, the Rambam omits this requirement of shimur l'shem matzah completely. So what is it? And the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud notices this problem. Meaning that the Magid Mishnah is really Meir Ha'ara Gedola here in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't mention, he doesn't seem to whisper a word anywhere about the Halach of Shimur L'Shem Matzah as a requirement in Matzah. All the Rambam brings is a psul of Chalos Toda Rikike Nazir. And as the Rambam doesn't have it in a positive requirement of Shimur L'Shem Matzah, he has it in a negative sense if you were Shomer it L'Shem Zevach. Or for example, if you rewind back to Halacha Hay in the same Perek. Perek Vav Halacha Hay, the Rambam says, Isa Saklovim Ein HaRoim Ochlim Mimena. If it's a case where the Roim have no intention to eat from this bread, here also the Rambam is addressing a psul, in this case of Isas Klovim, just as he has in Halacha Tes of this Perek, a psul of Lachmei, of Chalas Toda. And yet, the Rambam never formulates a positive requirement of Shimur L'Shem Matzah. The only positive requirement he has is to prevent it from Chimutz, which, as the Magen Mishnah points out, is clearly a requirement in Shari Mos HaPesach. So where's this halacha in a positive sense of Shimur L'Shem Matzah? The Rambam doesn't seem to formulate it at all. He only has a psul, but not a requirement. So the Rav Zichron Levracha had a shtickle Torah here in the name of his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that in truth the Rambam himself does not require a Shimur L'Shem Matzah. But what din is derived from Ushmartim es HaMatzos? It's really just a din of Shimur Michimutz. And that's what the Rambam applies to all Yimei HaPesach. It's not a halacha in Matzah's mitzvah. However, the Rambam does derive a psul from this very same pasuk Ushmartim es HaMatzos of Mishtameres L'Zevach. Why? Why should the Machshava L'Shem Zevach, why is it Poselas es HaMatzah? And the answer is that the Rambam holds that if it had a Shimur L'Zevach, that's Mafkia the Shem Matzah. It becomes a new entity called Matzah HaZevach. It's not Matzah's Mitzvah, but Matzah HaZevach. And it would come out then, according to the Rambam, the way we're defining it now, let's say a person did not have a positive machshava l'shem matzah's mitzvah, that the fact that he has a machshava l'shem zevach. I'm sorry. Let me reformulate. I'm not sure if I was clear. Perhaps we should address the following question. Let's ask, what would the Rambam say in the following scenario? A person has a double kavana. He had a kavana l'shem matzis mitzvah, and he had a kavana l'shem zevach. Is even though you would say, well, wait a minute, he fulfilled his requirement l'shem matzah, but no, the Rambam is holding that there's a brand new psul of l'shem zevach, because the Rambam holds that if it's not l'shem matzah exclusively, if the shimur was for the purpose of zevach as well, that itself is enough to engender a shem matzah zevach and be mafkir the shem matzah's mitzvah. The Rambam requires that there should be no kavana other than l'shem matzah. Once there's a kavana other than l'shem matzah, the Rambam holds that's mafkir l'shem matzah. Let's talk about isas haklovim in halacha hey. The Rambam holds that the isa is mishtameres l'klovim. That itself is mafkir the shimur of matzah. So the Rambam never requires, in a positive sense, a shimur l'shem matzah as a requirement. The Rambam is worried about being mafkir l'shem matzah by having a shimur l'shem zevach, or having a shimur l'shem klovin. Let's just summarize. According to Rav Moshe's understanding of the Rambam shita, it's not that I require a shimur l'shem matzah. What I require is that it shouldn't be a shimur l'shem x, which is not matzah, lafuke matzah. In other words, if he wants to have a shimur l'shem matzah and at the same time have a shimur l'shem lachmei toda, that itself is a psul because he's establishing a new lishma other than matzah. It's got to be exclusively for matzah. I would like to study a different Rambam in the light of Rav Moshe's Chiddush. The Rambam here in Perek Vav Halach Yud Ches addresses the case of Ha'osel Limkar Beshuk. Let's say he doesn't have any kavana; he just wants to sell the matzah. Is that also mafkir l'shem matzah? So the Rambam goes out of his way to say that no. Why? Shim lo yimkarenu yochalosa. He has in mind that if he doesn't find a buyer, he himself will eat the matzah. Nimtza b'shas asiyoson shomron l'shem matzah. I'm not exactly sure what that means. In Zevach, we said that if he had both kavanos, Rav Moshe would say that that's mafkia. Here also he has two kavanos. He has a kavan of mechira, and he has kavan l'shem achila. So why isn't the kavan l'shem mechira enough to be mafkia the shimur? Why is it that in Zevach we say that if he has a double kavana, then the shem zevach itself is a psul, and you need exclusively the shem matzah, not any other lishma. And yet, in the case of l'shem chalos toda and l'shem mitzvah matzah, since he has an additional kavan of l'shem chalos toda, that's a psul according to Rav Moshe. And that's clear in the Rambam. So why isn't it a psul if he has kavana both for mechira l'shuk and a kavana that he himself will eat it as matzah? Maybe there's some sort of requirement. Maybe there's some sort of psul here of vasachas. In other words, when he has a double kavana l'shem mitzvah matzah and l'shem chalos toda, his kavan is to be mekayim both of these mitzvahs, chalas toda and matzahs, and mitzvahs matzah. That already is a psul because one kavan excludes the other. But if he has a kavan limkar bashuk, but as a default position, in event that he doesn't find a buyer, he has a kavan l'shem matzah. So then there's no tarti disasri here. He can have both. You know, if this, then this. If this, then this. So there is an exclusive l'shem matzah in his kavana, in his lishma, even though it's conditional. Like, The question would be, according to Rabbi Moshe, what happens if he had a kavana l'shem zevach, but he said, you know what, if there's a problem of X, Y, or Z, then let it be l'shem matzah. Maybe that would be acceptable. It's only when he wants both l'shem matzah and l'shem zevach, so he has an absolute l'shem zevach. He doesn't have in any way a singular, exclusive, independent l'shem matzah, then it's mafkir l'shem. The only question is that in Perek Vav Halacha Tes, when the Rambam addresses Chalos Todah, the Rambam is codifying the Mishnah of Chalos Todah. And the Mishnah itself doesn't speak about a separate psul of Shimur L'Shem Zevach, meaning that since the Lisha itself of this matzah was for the sake of Zevach, that itself is a L'Shem Zevach, that's Mafkia, the Shem Matzah. That doesn't seem to be the Pashtus in the Mishnah. So whereas Rav Moshe understood in the Rambam that his Lishmo L'Shem Zevach itself engenders a Shem Zevach that's Mafkia, the Shem Matzah, it doesn't seem from the Mishnah that the problem of Chalos Todah is his Machshava, his Lishma, but rather it's a psul of Lachmei Todah. Meaning that Lachmei Todah themselves, by definition, once they're sanctified with Kedushas Lachmei Todah, and they have a Shem Zevach, that itself is Mafkir, the Shem Matz. Whereas Rav Moshe puts the emphasis on the Lishma, the Din Shimur, that Shimur L'Shem Matzah means that if you have a Shimur L'Shem X, what it would be, Isis HaKlovim, in the case where he's not intending to eat from it, or L'Shem Zevach in Chalos Todah, in all these cases it's the Machshavas L'Shma of L'Shem X, whether it be Klovim or whether it be Zevach, that itself engenders a psul of matzah. In other words, you cannot engender a Shem Matzah if you have in mind a Shimur for something other than matzah. It's got to be exclusive L'Shem Matzah. That's not the simple reading of the Mishnah. The simple reading of the Mishnah is not the question of that at the time of Lisha, after Ketzira, he had in mind L'Shem Zevach, but rather just the inherent status of the of this matzah as Chalos Todah, as Zevach, that itself precludes the Shem Matzah. It doesn't sound like it's a psul shimur in the Mishnah itself. Although Rav Moshe's reading of the Rambam is very clear, because the Rambam writes, Chalos Todah Kikei Nozir Sha'asu Oson Li'atzman is Ein Yotzim Behen Shenemar Ushmartem Es HaMatzos. It does seem to be a straightforward reading of the Rambam that the psul is in the Shmira. I saw something interesting in the name of the Ralbag in his Pirush al HaTorah in Shmos Yud Beis, quoted by the Harei Kedem. We were discussing the psul of Chalos Todah under one of two categories, either because the Asiya was L'Shem Todah, or because the Shem Todah itself precludes the Shem Matzah. The Ralbag seems to be operating with both categories. Very interesting. He writes, Shoresh Hamishi Hu Sheyem Shiyah Matzos Bilti Mitztarfos L'Dover Acher. I'm sorry, Shiyah Mitzvos, in general, Bilti Mitztarfos L'Dover Acher. Kimo Chalos Todah Rikikei Nozir, as far as Matzos is concerned, Shnev Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, Shetieno Matzos B'li Shem Levi. In other words, a mitzvah has to have the shame of a mitzvah to it. It can't have the shame something else. And he quotes the pasuk Shenemar Ushmartem Samatzos, and at this point he seems to shift his emphasis. He says Shetieno Shmuros L'Shem Matzah. Now he goes back to the machshava of Lishma. V'elu Ein Shmuros L'Shem Matzah El L'Shem Zevach Shehem Bos Imo. For Hoya Zechen L'Fisha HaMatzah He Zechel Itzis Mitzrayim V'yelu HaMitzvos Shehem L'Shem Levi Hem L'Kavona Acheres. So the Ralbag, in one breath, he has both these reasons. he's pasach with the fact that it has a shem levai, meaning it's dedicated to some mitzvah other than matzah. That has to do with the shem zevach. But then he mentions that the asiya was not l'shem matzah and l'shem mitzvah is matzah. So I don't know what to do with this Ralbag. He's operating with both. So the bottom line is that Chalos told the Rekike Nazir were Kedoshim. They were the Hegdesh happened way before they were baked, and therefore the shame Chalos told itself excludes the shame matzah. In other words, the shame matzah can't emerge, since from the get go these Chalos Toda were Kedoshim b'kedushas Chalos Toda. For example, if you take a look at the first parak of Challah, the Mishnah says that as far as the Chiyuv Challah is concerned, in Challah's Todah Rikiki Nazi, you put them in a Challah. Because the Chiyuv Challah has to be on Mamon Hejot, as we discussed, and here it's Mamon Gavah. The Rambam, in his commentary on the Mishnah in Challah, and you'll see it also in the Rash, interprets it Shegdishon mamish veim pturim minachalaki gilgul hegdesh poter. In other words, from the get-go, there was a hegdesh l'shem lachmei toda, and now when he's preparing the dough, which is the moment, the critical moment to engender the chiyuv challah, it belongs to hegdesh, and the shem of hegdesh is poter minachalah. And that's how the Rambam seems to formulate it also in the Mishneh Torah in Perek Vav Mihilchus Bikurim. And therefore, that should be the case here as well. In other words, there's a Shem Kodesh, a Shem Zevach, before the Shem Matzah could emerge in the case of Chalos Toda. And since Chalos Toda Kedoshim, with Hegdesh, and they have a Shem Zevach and the Chefta, that's what's Mafkir, the Shem Matzah. That would be the Pashtus if we set up an equation, an analogy between the Ptur Chala in Chalos Todah and of course Matzah in Chalos Todah. They're both Yisod HaShaldam the same. It's the Shem Hegdesh that precludes the Shem Chala, and it's the Shem Hegdesh that precludes the Shem Matzah's Mitzvah. And if you'll ask, well, wait a minute, maybe if they were Kedoshim, if these Chalos Todah were Kedoshim, then forget about the Pasuk of Ushmartem as a Matzos, maybe it's not Matzaschem, it's not yours. And the answer is that the Rambam holds that you can be Yotze with Matzah of Maisa Sheni, even though the Rambam paskins that Maisa Sheni is Momen Gavoa, nevertheless you can be Yotze Yedei Chomas Matzah. Why? Because you have a heter achila. Again, we're talking in Yerushalayim. I forgot to mention that. So you bring your Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim. It's still Mamon Gavoa, according to the Rambam. It's not Matzaschem. You can be Yotze. Why? Because the heter achila itself engenders a Shem Lachem. And the same thing will therefore apply by definition to Chalos Toda, that you have a heter achila, and that's enough to consider it Lachem. Therefore, the Rambam has to quote, invoke the halacha of Ushmartem to say that Ushmartem engenders a din that the Chalos Shem Hegdesh of Zevach is Mafkir the Shem Matzah. And the Rav used to quote Rav Chaim that not the way we saw it in Rav Moshe, but that the Rambam holds, according to Rav Chaim, that you need a Shimur L'Shem Matzah. And even though the Rambam doesn't spell this out, the Rambam seems to define Shimur and Matzah as Shelo Yachmitz. Nevertheless, since the Rambam says in Chalos Todah or Kike Nazir that it's a Psul Matzah because of Shimur, that it was a Shimur Lezevach, and it wasn't Mishtamer L'Shem Matzah, you see from that Rambam that the Rambam requires Shimur L'Shem Matzah. In other words, according to the Gaon, there are basically two different, according to Reb Chaim, I mean the Gaon, there are two dinim in Shimur, according to the Rambam. Number one, and they're both derived from Shmaitim and Samatzas. One is a general halacha, all Yemos HaPesach, and that is a Shimur L'Shem Chimutz. And then there's a separate unique halacha on the first night of Shimur L'Shem Matzah, that the Shmira, the Lisha, etc., was done for the sake of Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah. And that's Shimur L'Shem Matzah. And that's a separate din in Leil Rishon that doesn't apply the other 6 days, or 6.5 days, if we could say it like that. Now let's take a look at Reb Chaim's language in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey of Chametz U'Matzah. Chaim's language is the Hine Beikar Adin Shimur L'Shem Matzah. Trei dini yesh ba ze chada etzem maisa hashimur shetzorach l'shomra michimutz shezeu ikar mitzvahs shimur v'od yesh ba din ba cheftza sheyochel ba shem mishumeres l'shem matza kedisa v'psochem daf lamin ches yochel yotzi yedei chovas v'chalas todri ki kino tam lomar ushmartem es ha-matzos matza mishtemeres l'shem matza yotzi zuzu sheinu mishtemeres l'shem matza l'shem zevach. Harei di af di yeshka maisa shimur gomur sheyochel ahoel gamlin yin matzah, meaning that you did a shmira to prevent it from becoming chametz. Al mikomakom kevin di mishtameres l'shem dover acher eina bechal mishumeres l'shem matzah. Ubal korchach tahavi din ba chefta sheyochel shem mishumeres l'shem matzah. Valkain kol shenasa l'shem dover acher lo chalabel shem mishumeres l'shem matzah. So you see clearly from the language of Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim held that you require shimur l'shem matzah, and that's a unique requirement in the first night of Pesach. As far as the other days of Pesach is concerned, the mitzvah is to be clearly shomer from chimutz. So that's the sheet of Reb Chaim. We saw that Rav Moshe had a different shita. There wasn't a positive requirement of Shimur L'Shem Matzah, just that if you had a Shimur L'Shem Zevach, that's mafkia, the Shem Matzah, because it engenders a Shem Zevach. So, Bli Neder, if we have time, we'll continue this discussion. I do want to talk to you about Matzaschem that we discussed earlier, and see how that might apply or not apply to Dalit Kosos.